Welcome to Reaching Out Ministries. We would like to thank you for joining us for this week's program with Pastor Dave Waldner as he continues to preach the gospel. We invite you to listen to the Word of God presented in word and in song.
To challenge everyone. How many people here and those over the internet, how many are seeking the gifts of God? You go after the gifts of God. If you're going to see what's or understand what's going on today, you need the gifts of God for God to be able to communicate what is happening. And he does it through the gifts. He opens your eyes. It says in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, "Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant." He doesn't want you to be ignorant. Wants you to know it's available for you. You can tap into it. You can go get it. But far too many people don't seem to want to be bothered. We got too much going in these days and ages to get after the gifts. But I warn you, time is coming. You wish you would have spent time studying the gifts. And it says, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, "For to one is given by the Spirit of word, the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit to another, faith by the same Spirit, to another the gifts of healing by the same Spirit. God has endowed each and every one of us with a specialty that we had, whether it's wisdom, whether it's knowledge, whether it's faith, whether it's healing. Some of us have it. The problem is we don't go out and we don't see if we have it. Sitting on your couch at home, wishing, hoping you'd have it, and at the same time watching a movie that was made 2 years ago, I wouldn't recommend watching them at all. They can drown out all the spirituality that you have. I know that for a fact. They leave you dry. They leave you wondering what on earth you're doing watching that garbage. But God wants you to pursue wisdom, knowledge, faith, and he wants you to pursue healing. Why does he want you to pursue it? It's to the edification of other people. It says to another a work of miracles, which we do not see a lot in our circles. To another, prophecies. We see that sometimes. To another, discerning of spirits. God has given me a discerning of spirits. When somebody comes to church here, somehow in my spirit I know how long they last. It's a revelation God has given me. To another, different kinds of tongues. You speak in tongues. This should not be an excuse. How many of us here speak in tongues? Now there's different types of tongues. One is to edify yourself. Nobody needs to know about it. You can walk about it by yourself. Sit, be at home, and pray in tongues. Edify yourself, and God, through that gift, will give you revelation. He will show you what is on ahead. But to another, the interpretation of tongues. You can interpret what it's talking about. How many would dare to lift their hand? I can interpret tongues. I speak in tongues. How many would dare to lift their hands? I'm one of those guys. Well, God is going to ask you at the Bema seat of Christ, what about the gifts I give you? Did you use them? Well, not really. I was too busy. Or I kept them wrapped up. Or I didn't quite believe in them. I didn't believe in them. They went out with the apostles. Sorry, the word today is the same as it was yesterday. But to all these works, the one and the same self spirit, dividing to ever mean severally as he will. So it's this one God that gives to each person a different gift. And I covet to see this in our church. Will we see it? I don't know. Sometimes we get a glimpse of it when we pray with one another. But it seems like people don't pursue it very much. We need to pursue those gifts so God can use them in us, so that we can edify people. Today, many people don't believe in prophecy. Well, I do happen to believe in prophecy. You just got to make sure that your timeline is right, or else you'll get discouraged. How about interpretation of tongues? When you hear somebody praying in tongues, you can interpret. You know what is being preached or said. I can interpret some of my tongues. God shows me what I am praying. And sometimes it's very edifying. But the thing is, many people don't seem to have the ability or the guts to even dare speak in tongues or bring out a revelation from tongues. So now there are diversity of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are differences of administrations, but the same Lord. There are diversities of operations, but it's the same God which worketh all in all. It's regardless what you do. If you're good at being a mechanic, God has given you that ability. If you're good at whatever you're doing, let's go into the natural. You're good at maybe fixing stuff. You're good at planning stuff. You're good at setting up things, stuff. It's easy for you. You see it in your mind's eye. Here's how I'm going to do it. Why do you see it? It's God that has given you the gift. And then you need the hands to do it. There's people who have hands that can do incredible things. I can see with my eyes what God wants us to do, but my hands many times don't have the ability to do what He wants to do. I've been sitting at a computer trying to figure out. I see what the guy is trying to show me what to do, but I know with my hands I can't do it. Why? God hasn't given me the gifts. If I turn and try to do it, it might turn out the way I want it to be. It does not usually turn out because I'm not gifted to do what God has shown me. So it is in the spiritual realm. God wants you to be a man that will bring forth a message, bring forth the word. It will bring forth something that will edify the church. And he needs to, if he can't speak, he needs to explain it to somebody who can speak, and they will bring forth the message. God has set it up that way. It's so we are not all by ourselves. We are a body, and we need to work together. So God lets us understand it's for us. And one day at the judgment seat of Christ, He will ask, why didn't you use what I gave to you? You didn't care very much. You're more interested in the things of this world. It didn't seem to be too important to you. Why? It is because you're minded and grounded on this planet. God says, don't think on the things that are here. Think on the things that are above. That's our home. This world is not our home. We're just passing through. One day, it'll be over. I know that for a fact. I don't have much time left. I'm going home to be with the Lord. I'm going to spend my the rest of eternity with God. And what I learned here is a spring start for what I'm going to be doing over there. So if you're going to start from nothing over there, you're going to be behind time all the way through eternity, because everybody's going to go full speed ahead there. There's not going to be holding back. If any man thinks himself to be a prophet or spiritual, let him acknowledge it, that the things that I write unto you are commandments of the Lord. God wrote those things down. They're not just something written down and passed around and rewritten. It says, I have knowledge, the things that I write unto you are the commandments of God. Paul himself wrote down things that were commanded to him by God. We could write the book. We could speak to one another. What? What God has spoken to us. We're too shy, figuring, well, maybe it wasn't God. Yes, if you are a born-again Christian, many, many, many times, God speaks to you personally. And he wants you to speak to other people. There's people who kind of are sarcastic when you tell them of what God spoke to you. But don't let that worry you. There are people waiting for that word. They don't care. They're waiting for that word because God has been trying to tell them. So it says, wherefore, brethren, covet to prophesy. We need to prophesy on what's going to happen. Prophesy through the word of God. The word of God teaches on what's going to happen in the future. Most of the prophesying I'm doing is based on what I read in Scripture. We can see what's happening in the Middle East today. It's happening. Things are happening there. Why am I not afraid? Why am I riled? Am I not riled up? Because I'm waiting for the real thing to happen. What's happening now is just basically small stuff. I was speaking to a person not too long ago. I'm waiting for Russia to start making its move against Israel. How do I know about that? I've read it in Scripture. Ezekiel 38:39 explains to you that the Russians, that Gog and Magog, Turkey, they're going to come down and they're going to come against Israel. It's going to be horrific. The fighting is going to be terrible, but it's not going to hurt Israel very much, because the fighting will be mostly against those people who come against Israel. That's the prophecy I have. I've heard people say, no, I don't quite agree that the Russians are going to do that. Well, we're going to find out. I don't believe the Bible makes mistakes by calling out names. What name God has given us. They can be your best friends today. The time is coming when they'll turn your back on you and will go down the path of Satan right to destruction, just like God prophesied through his people. He will do it. Therefore, covet to prophesy. forbid not to speak in tongues. Why is that so important? Because many, many churches have forbidden to speak in tongues. Why? That's causing unrest. That's causing unruliness. Why? When you start praying in tongues, demons get riled up. I've seen it again and again and again. They get riled up. And the people that do have the demons start not liking what you're preaching. Instead of getting rid of the devils, they get rid of themselves out the door. Why? Because they cannot handle what they're so used to all their lives. I heard a person tell me they're trying to cast out a demon of a person, but the person doesn't allow it because the person has become comfortable with the demon that's in her. It's doing things that she likes what he's doing. So these are the dangers of not listening to the Word of God. It's not going to stop there. It's going to get worse and worse and worse for that person because he's allowing a demon to enter into his domain, whether he's a Christian, and that demon will bring many others to plague that person. It says, forbid not to speak in tongues. Let all things be done decently and in order. We should try to keep order when we do these things, because God knows what it means when there's no order in a place. I want to read you one more scripture here. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 18. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but to us that are saved, it is the power of God. The preaching of tongues is to many people foolishness, but to those that speak in tongues, it's the power of God. The preaching of prophesying is foolishness to many, many people, but to us, it's a lifeline into what's going on ahead. We can expect things to happen. We know what things will happen. We're not like the unbelievers. We know what lies ahead. That's why we're not scared. That's why we're not anxious. That's why we're not committing suicide. That's why we are anticipating Jesus to do something. And it will not take very long anymore where God will say, come up hither. I want all those who know Jesus to come up hither. Amen. To where is that? Into heaven. And then all hell will break loose here on this planet. You don't want to stay here. And you cannot say you have not been warned. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise. I will bring nothing to understanding of the prudent. This wisdom this world has is nothing. God will bring it down. And only what matters is what God has in store for his people. So we can look forward to that. If you do not know Christ today, I urge you, get to know him, because tomorrow can be too late. In a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, we can be changed. And if you do not know Jesus, you will not be changed. You will be left here to carry the brunt of God's wrath. And it's not going to be a kindergarten picnic. That's one thing I can assure you of. So let the Lord open your heart to this and make you a blessing to yourself. Amen.
I've never been to the place where Jesus was born. I wasn't able to hold him in my arms. I've never seen him, but it don't make much difference, you see. Though I wasn't there, I know that Jesus is living.
Thank you for your prayers and support as we press on in the call that God has placed before us. If you would like to get in touch with us here at Reaching Out Ministries, you can write to us at Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2. That's Reaching Out Ministries at Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2. You can also reach us online at reachingoutministries.com or subscribe to our YouTube channel, Reaching Out Ministries, for all our services. For the music on this program, you can also write to us for more information, or you can follow the Wellman Family Singers on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Music, and all other platforms. Thank you for your support. May God richly bless you. In Jesus' name, amen.
A precious jewel, Lord, to be